This is so good.
Because he's a homo and he wants to be the woman in the relationship.
The future is here whether we like it or not. We need to not just accept it, but
you have to force behaviors.
What's going on, guys? So another studio died today, and that studio is named Naughty Dog, and they previously made exclusive games for PlayStation consoles, and they made such games as Crash Bandicoot, Uncharted, and The Last of Us series, and they just came out with possibly the most boring, just degenerate, repetitive girl slop trailer you've ever seen in your life. And it is a game starring, the ugly ass lesbian simulator. Just for a little background, last Friday at the Game Awards, the Cuck Legacy Media Shill Awards, they of course premiered this homosexual trailer, Intergalactic: The Heretic Prophet, and everybody hated it. And it's absolutely getting bodied online. And mark my words, this will be the end of Naughty Dog. This game will bankrupt them because I had a friend from Ubisoft tell me one time, nobody buys a game because it's good. They buy a game because your last game was good. And so Last of Us Part 2, they had the good, they tricked us, right? They tricked us with Last of Us Part 2. But in the words of George Bush, ain't going to be tricked again. We're not going to be tricked again. Nobody is going to fall for this. We see it coming a mile away. It looks like warmed up. It looks like reheated, microwaved Star Wars Space Outlaws is what this garbage game looks like. There's absolutely, people have pointed out, there's absolutely nothing appealing about this game or the trailer or the horrible brand product placement. So yeah, let's get into it. And I'm going to get into the memes soon. And I also want to talk about some of the inspirations behind this and just the pure evil of Neil Druckmann behind this. In case you don't remember, Amy Hennig and Bruce Straley were the duo that created Uncharted 1, Uncharted 2, Uncharted 3, some of the most beloved video games of all time, some of the greatest video games of all time. And then Uncharted 4 went a little bit woke. Apparently, Neil and Bruce added in the Nadine character, who actually, isn't it funny? Amy Hennig didn't even want Nadine in there, and fans hated it. And so Amy Hennig, I think, was pretty based when she was making these games. As you can see, Bruce Straley and Neil Druckmann worked on Last of Us Part 1. And a lot of people have pointed out that Bruce Straley's basedness was kind of what held Neil Druckmann back from going full cuck, from just being a complete woke homo cuck degenerate. And so he was held back by Last of Us Part 1. But apparently his true gay communist nature came out in Last of Us Part 2 because it was essentially a sermon. It was a sermon for white men just to tell you how non-progressive you are and how you need to evolve. And he did that by putting this muscly-armed, disgusting lesbian woman in his degenerate game. They don't even care anymore. They don't care if the game is successful because, as we'll see, it's just about getting the ideology out. All they care about is their gay, anti-Christian, anti-God, degenerate, satanic ideology. That's what they want to get out at the end of the day. But guys, this is the glorious thing, is nobody wants this game. This game is getting absolutely cooked online. So you've got 83,000 upvotes, you've got 190. You've got 83,000 upvotes and 190,000 downvotes. On the other trailer, you've got 50,000 upvotes and 134,000 downvotes, and it's only going to get worse, dude. Nobody wants your gay-ass lesbian space simulator game. And as we'll see here, Neil Druckmann was very excited about it. He said, "Blast off! Intergalactic: The Heretic Prophet is our next big thing. Enjoy this first look at Naughty Dog's wildest adventure yet." But I want to ask him, Boo, why'd you turn the comments off, bud? Neil, if you're so proud of your game and, oh, it's creating dialogue and all this stuff, why'd you turn the comments off if you're so proud of it, bud? They know they're getting bodied online, and they'll call us transphobic, and they'll call us homophobic. But here's the deal, boss. We have the money. Neil Cuckman, you exist because of our dollars. When you don't jump and do exactly what we tell you to do, you don't get money anymore, boss. That's how it works. Oh my god, dude! Does this not perfectly encapsulate what's going on the internet right now? New PS5 game, new exclusive PS5 game, and everyone on the internet is like my boy Tyrone Magus here, just like, huh? Like what's this about? What's going on? Oh my god, dude! So somebody in my comments said the best a trans could get. A couple people in the comments were pointing out that they don't even know how to shave. Neil Druckmann knows how to do a perfect antiscopic multi-layered lighting on a character. Bud didn't even do enough research to know that that's not how you shave your head. They always want women being men. Why not just be a man? Just play it. Just make a game. You clearly want to be a man. So why not just make a game being a man? This is the correct way to shave your head. This actually doesn't work at all. But that's because they got a butch space lesbian in there too. And the sad thing is she's actually pretty. I mean, she's Tatiana or whatever her name is. She's a total leftist cuck shill. And she's pushing, you know, satanic trans ideology. But when you see her in photos, it's like, okay, she's actually a pretty woman. So they made her even more ugly in this degenerate woke space game. This is one of the best comments on the internet. Learning the Law said, Neil Druckmann of Naughty Dog in his upcoming PlayStation game, Intergalactic, The Heretic Prophet, The Last Concordian. I always imagine my they-them characters like my wife's girlfriend, bigger, stronger, and more diverse than me. That's why I made this game. For me, the dude is broken and he has some kind of weird satanic fetish that he wants to push in every single game. And it's disgusting. And it's like, Neil, keep your weird fetishes in your private time. Nobody cares, dude. If you want some big, strong, diverse woman to put a strap on and have sex with you, we don't care, dude. Keep your fetishes to yourself. Make more games like Uncharted. This is called, it's just called bringing your private life into your public job. And nobody cares about this, Neil. okay. Y'all, I'm sorry. This one's like pretty explicit, but is this not exactly what's going on? You know, we all know men who are betas. We all know men who are cucks, and Neil is the definition of a cuck. And he wants a strong woman to scoop him up in his arms and take care of him and be the man in the relationship because he's a pussy, because he's a homo and he wants to be the woman in the relationship. It's like, dude, you're a cuck. You've been cuckified long ago. You're not a man. It's like, dude, be a freaking man. Stop being a pussy. Somebody said, why not fully commit to making them a guy? Seems like that's what you were going for. They'll look at a game like Uncharted and say, oh, we don't want a masculine character like that. Oh, no, we want a woman who acts like a man instead. Like, explain that to me. It makes no sense. Just put a guy in there if you want somebody who acts like a guy. Real Talk TV. This is everybody's face right now. This is everybody's face after looking at this stupid game. I loved this comment. Daily White Pills said, no amount of nostalgia bait, concept car porn, retro synthwave soundtrack, 90s anime throwbacks, etc. will ever be enough for me to consume this cappuccino-colored mongoloid androgyny propaganda. Exactly, dude. Because I was talking about this in a video a couple days ago. Who you are playing as is the most important thing about a video game. Character is probably the most important thing about a video game. So to think that you're going to put your propaganda goy slop into our game and we're going to fall for it is hilarious, Neil. Here's a couple people fixing the game. Like, bro, Game on the Left, isn't it so sad? They could have kept $400 million if they made one little change. Make the character attractive and feminine. Like the character on the left. And guys, mark my words, no one is going to play this. We gave them enough rope to hang themselves with Last of Us Part 2, but we're only going to fall for it once. This game is going to be a complete and utter failure. I'm fixing this BS every time I see it pop up in my timeline. Somebody posted this. Nate said, nobody wants to play as an ugly, ugly ass lesbian in space. Facts. A girl said this, and I thought this was a great comment, just coming, getting the woman perspective. Red flag number one, character is ugly. Why did you make Tati Gabrielle ugly as F? You people seem to hate beautiful women, I effing swear. It's like I've said in my other videos, they want every man to be a woman and they want every woman to be a man. And it's because their father is Satan and they're evil. From the studio that got rid of all the people who originally made those games you loved as a kid and that we still take credit for. Dude, doesn't this just sum up all of modern video games? They're trying to pull the nostalgia strings while they know that nobody who made those games is there. The same thing is happening with Avowed and Obsidian. Obsidian keeps referencing Fallout New Vegas, knowing dang well that nobody who made that game is at the studio. Dragon Age, they keep pulling the strings on the old Dragon Age game, knowing dang well that nobody who worked on those games is at the studio anymore. Somebody said this, the most surprising thing about this trailer is that Sony left the comments. You know, obviously there's nothing surprising about this woke abortion of a game. The only surprising thing is that the comments were left on. I had to post one cope comment because there's quite a few people who are coping online for this. Somebody said, she is ugly. No, you are ugly. Like, I don't get it. Are you insane? She looks so effing cool. A character does not have to look effable to be a good character design. And by the way, she also looks effing good. Pretty face, bald, and tatted. She kind of reminds me of Microsoft on Instagram. I don't know what she's talking about. Majority of these people complaining about the looks from this character are way too ugly to land a woman this pretty. Clearly somebody who's swapped their genders multiple times or chopped off their dick wrote this comment. So for the second half of this video, I want to dive deeply into Neil Cuckman's ideology because it is pure evil and it goes very deep. John Trent over at Fandom Pulse wrote a great article. Apparently the whole plot of the game has leaked online. Says the leaker is supposedly a disgruntled Naughty Dog member who hates the direction the company is going as Druckmann gets more powerful and influential. There's other tweets. We know that Naughty Dog is a very woke company. So I imagine there's a few normal people still left at the company. And then there's these woke activists like Neil Druckmann and like others who have taken control of the company. We're never going to get an Uncharted again. We're never going to get a Last of Us game that's based again. We're just going to continue to get woke garbage from this company.
And then as far as with non-binary and transgender, I hope that we just start seeing that the future is here, whether we like it or not. We need to not just accept it. But
that's right. Chopping kids' dicks off, giving kids puberty blockers, molesting children, being PEDOs. It's here to stay whether you like it or not.
But embrace it.
And that's right. And you must embrace it. First, these people, we'll talk about this in the second, but first, these people just wanted, quote, acceptance. But now acceptance isn't good enough. Have you noticed that? Acceptance isn't good enough. Now they must be bowed down to and worshipped.
Embracing something and seeing not only the beauty of it in it, but the way that it contributes.
It's not beautiful. It's disgusting.
To the world and contributes into the way that anybody of any gender, race, creed, color can form their identity and can walk through the world with pride and their chin up high, like I think is so important for the generation coming behind us.
She talked about forcing behaviors. I want to remind you of this guy again. They don't care if the game fails because behaviors have to be forced.
Employment this year, and what we are doing internally is if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted. Okay,
we're doing the same thing.
And so it's just. You have to force behaviors. And
there it is. You have to force the gay satanic agenda. And that's exactly what Neil Druckmann is doing. He's forcing his gay satanic agenda. Somebody said this on Twitter and it was great. They said first they wanted to be accepted. Now they want to be worshipped. And that's exactly what it is. These people want to be worshipped. And do you remember when Satan said this to Jesus? He said, in the Gospels, all this I will give you, he said, if you will fall down and worship me. That is what they want. It always begins with acceptance. And then they quickly move on to, now I must be celebrated. Celebrate pride. Celebrate their disgusting lives and their disgusting degeneracy. Neil Druckmann used to tell stories. Now he tells sermons. Now he tells fat, degenerate homo sermons in his games. Somebody was talking about his alignment with Anita Sarkeesian. Somebody said, I guess some of the developers said that they liked her videos. People at Naughty Dog were liking Anita Sarkeesian's videos. And this degenerate cuck said, Neil did like 5 years ago. Our studio is vocally / adamantly progressive. Just glad they aren't targeting the women who are actually on the design and narrative team. Look at this chick. This was one of the nasty designs from Last of Us 2. This gets interesting as we talk more about Neil's alignment with Anita Sarkeesian, also known as the ass cancer of the video game world. Druckmann was heavily... So this is... I got this from an insider at Naughty Dog. They said... Druckmann was heavily inspired by Anita Sarkeesian, citing her in a GDC talk and using her as an example of influence on his own, quote, agenda. His horrible writing decisions had to be reined in by other people during the development of The Last of Us 1, and it goes to show he held a grudge for that, considering the ideas that were thrown out resurfaced in part 2 to serve his own ego, and the game suffered in quality for it. Guys, isn't that wild? Doesn't that go exactly back to what we were saying with Bruce Straley and Amy Hennig? He tried to put his gay communist ideas in the first game. People like Bruce Straley said, nah, not going to happen. And he, and in his butthurt way, he was like, okay, I just have to get you out of here, Bruce. And then I'm going to push this stuff in the second game. But I read somebody on the internet say this, this isn't a character you're going to have fun playing as. This is a character you're being forced to play as. And that fits exactly with Neil Cuckman's agenda, because he said in the studio, we don't use the word fun. It sounds like they should use the word ideology. But guys, now we're going to get into something a little bit controversial here, and please stick with me. And I just want to say, right off the bat, I am not, even though I think anti-Semitic is a ridiculous word, nothing I'm going to say here is going to be anti-Semitic, because I'm not saying that Jewish people are blank. I'm not saying anything about Jewish people. What I'm doing is, Neil could watch this video and he could say, Andrew, you're a Christian and what you're saying is informed by your Christian beliefs. And I would say, absolutely. And I would point to Neil and I would say, what you're saying is informed by your Jewish beliefs. So just to be clear here, I'm not saying anything racist. I'm not saying anything anti-Semitic. I am simply pointing out facts about what people believe. It's pretty well known that the Jews rejected Jesus. It's known from the Bible that the Jews were the ones who put Jesus to death. Is it strange at all? Let me ask this question. Who were the first heretics? You could argue that the children of Israel were the first heretics. And is it funny, my fellow noticers, that Neil Druckmann, who is a son of Israel, he's from the nation of Israel, is it funny to anybody that he is pushing a game that is so anti-Christian and anti-God? I bleep this out because it was so offensive to me, but there is a way that Jesus is described in the Talmud. The Talmud is an absolute satanic scripture, and it says things about Jesus that I don't even want to say on here because they're so disgusting. Intergalactic, the heretic prophet. And I'll ask you, who were the first heretics? And then think about Neil's alignment with his religious beliefs. Think about how similar these two symbols are. Think about the fact that in the Gospels, Jesus told these people that their father was Satan. I'll just allow y'all to connect the dots yourself. Isn't it interesting that in the game, what did the game start off with? They said the suffering of generations must be endured to achieve our divine end. Huh. Now, I think this means at least the suffering of generations must be endured to achieve our divine end. I think this means at least two possible things. I think on the one hand, it means that Neil doesn't give a flip about what gamers think. He is pushing his ideology. He's ramming in his broken satanic LGBTQ agenda, whether you like it or not. The suffering of generations, those are the gamers. You must suffer for him to preach his sermon, to preach his satanic sermon to you. But also, the suffering of generations, who wanted to be God? In Genesis chapter 2, who was it that wanted to be God? And it is Satan himself wanted to be God. The problem is, he's a pussy-ass bitch, and God crushed his head, and he's a little homo. So yes, Satan is dead. Satan has been crushed under the feet of Jesus, but he still wants to be God. And so similarly, Neil doesn't care if this game fails. He wants to make movies and TV anyway. He wants to move on to bigger and brighter pastures because some of this, it seems to me like leftism and gay communism, it seems to be that it gets away, you get away with a lot more of it in TV and film these days than you do in video games. Gamers just absolutely don't put up with this stuff at all. So I truly think Neil's long-term goal is, he's totally okay with this video game failing, because then he might get promoted and maybe he'll get to be a director or make films or make TV shows, because he's got The Last of Us TV show as a backup. But let's go on to a bit more about the game. And I didn't even talk about this, but isn't it funny that in the scene where Joel is killed in Last of Us 2, Neil puts himself in as one of Joel's killers. And it's because he hates white men. He hates Christianity. He hates goodness. He hates good values. And he knows every white Christian man hates this junk. Just put a man in there if you want to be a man. Either be a woman or be a man. But why do you want to be a woman being a man? And it's because Satan is glorified whenever men become women and women become men. Satan is glorified by that. And guys, just to draw it all out, I want to catch all of the symbolism in here. You'll notice that the main character here, she gets in her spaceship and she turns on the CD player, and they're trying to lure us in with all this vintage retro nostalgia bait. And what song does she play? But It's a Sin by the Pet Shop Boys. No matter when or where or who has one thing in common, it's a sin, it's a sin, it's a sin. So it's mocking the idea of sin. That's what this song is doing. And that's what all of these people are doing. And now with this last comment again, is it interesting to anybody else that the director of Chernobyl, who was also the director of Last of Us, is also of a particular religious persuasion? Druckmann is a very common son of Israel, last name. The director of Chernobyl is of a certain religious persuasion. Neil is of a certain religious persuasion. And as I've said before, I'm not anti-Semitic in the slightest. I'm just pointing out people's religious views. So guys, just to close this video out, this thing is satanic. It's goy slop. It's garbage. And we need to ban it into oblivion. There's the base reasons of not giving gamers what they want. That's a good 1.0 reason. But there's the 2.0 reason that this guy is mocking you. If you seriously are going to let Neil Druckmann continue to mock you and you buy this game, good luck. So, all right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Bye.